You're listening to WMIE, Cocoa, Rockledge, Melbourne, and the Beaches, and W272BA, Cocoa Beach, and Vieira.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for joining us here on the Refresh radio program. So we launch into another week studying in God's Word, and we're still going to be in Luke chapter 15, looking at the story of the good father and the two prodigal sons, the younger son and the older son. They both wasted some opportunities, and we'll be talking about that. But first of all, I'd like to say thank you to the folks of Weirich Air. Weirich Air, W-E-I-R-I-C-H. They're based in Rockledge, Florida. Their service area covers all of Brevard County. And they're not a fly-by-night company. They've been around for over 50 years. Dennis is a pastor of a church in Geneva here in Central Florida, up off of State Road 46. And he brings kingdom values to his work as well as to the pulpit. Weirich Air does professional sales and services and repairs for air conditioning systems, heating issues, and electrical fields as well. They work primarily in residential settings and light commercial as well. They even provide emergency service when necessary. They strive to provide their customers with the best service possible and an affordable price. And they are licensed and insured. Their license number is CAC 182-1309. Here's what I can tell you. Hotter weather is coming. It's hopefully it won't get here until late May, early June. But when it comes, it likes to stick around. I know when I first moved to Florida, I had a boss in the retail world, and he said, "You are getting ready to have more relatives than you even knew you had, because people love to come to Florida to visit and stay with family." And, you know, I wish that happened more often, but it doesn't. But hot weather, when it comes, it does like to stick around for, oh, 4 or 5, not hours, not days, not weeks, but months. And so make sure that you have a climate control system that is working properly. Weirich Air may be a great resource for you in that endeavor. Their phone number is 321-632-9538, and we thank them for their friendship and for believing in the Refresh radio program. So we're going to go back to Luke chapter 15 today. I'm going to begin reading in verse number 17. We'll pick up down around verse number 20. And then we'll read on down to verse number 27. So, Luke 15:20, "And he arose and came to his father, but when he was still a great way off, his father saw him and had compassion and ran and fell on his neck and kissed him. And the son said to him, 'Father, I have sinned against heaven and in your sight, and am no longer worthy to be called your son.' But the father said to his servants, 'Bring out the best robe and put it on him, and put a ring on his hand and sandals on his feet, and bring the fatted calf here and kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For this my son was dead and is alive again. He was lost and is found.' And they began to be merry." I'm going to share some things from this interaction between the father and the son. Honestly, there's going to be something I share I had never focused on before. In all of the sermons I've heard from this, I haven't ever heard anyone mention it. I'm not saying that they haven't, But if they have, I haven't heard of it. And so we'll get to more of that. I really think that the point of these three stories in the Gospel of Luke chapter 15, the first one has to do with the lost sheep, and it has to do with the shepherd who goes and finds that sheep. The second story is about the woman's lost coin, and she searches until she finds the lost coin. And then the third story is about the lost sons and the father finding his lost sons. And it's really about the effort of the father in seeking and saving that which is lost. So I think we should all share our story of redemption, because we know our story better than anyone else. And I think it really is in our best interest not to forget our story, not to gloss it over, not to make it appear better than it was. I don't believe that we also should embellish it to where we make it worse than it was. But the truth of the matter is, all of us needed a Savior. We were all lost. We all needed Jesus. And Jesus found us and saved us. So thank God that he is the one who is represented here in the dynamic of the father. So the son has come home, and his father saw him while he was a great way off. And when he saw him, I want you to know that this story indicates that the father's heart had continued to long for his son, even when his son was out of sight. There was no communication. The son might have been running from the father, but the father wasn't running from the son. And when he saw his son, it moved him with compassion. That's what brings us to this. It's not that we just found a story in the Bible and said, hey, let's talk about this for a while. No, it's the fact that the father in this narrative that Jesus is telling sees his son, and there's something that happens inside the father that creates an urgency to act. And it's not an urgency based on wrath or disappointment. It is created by the compassion and the mercy of God. Can I ask you today, what do you see when you see people whose lives are being wrecked by sin? And you know, I know that there's various things that happen. Sometimes there's dysfunction. I believe that every home has some degree of dysfunction in it. I heard somebody say, hey, our house put the fun in dysfunctional. I don't know about that. You know, if it was fun, it was only for a season. And then when that season passes, there's a price tag to pay for that. But all of us have some degree of brokenness, and how God responds to people whose lives have been wrecked by sin, wrecked by rebellion, and has resulted in brokenness in health, brokenness in soundness, and financial ruin, is it moves him with mercy. He was moved with compassion, And this is what's going to may surprise you, because we've talked about he was moved to heal, he was moved to teach, he was moved to raise from the dead, he was moved with compassion for all of those things. In this case, the Father was moved with compassion to run to his Son. And I think it would be in the church's best interest to remember what God's reaction to sinners coming home is, and that we would allow God to develop a heart in us for that as well. Now, here's what I want you to see. In a day where intentional generational estrangement is celebrated, the Word encourages repentant, forgiven reconciliation. And so don't stop praying. Don't stop believing. And don't stop looking. Every day could be the day your prodigal comes home. So the Father was moved with compassion and he ran. I saw a headline that said that for the majority of people, especially if they get older, and I suppose that now includes me, that once we reach a certain age, we don't generally sprint anymore. We might jog. I walk. I have ran before. I used to be pretty quick. I wasn't the fastest, but I wasn't the slowest. But a lot of times we don't run. We don't sprint. This word ran means it was a lifestyle of strenuously quick movement. Okay? So it wasn't a jog. It wasn't a stroll. He ran. He ran to his Son, and the reason that he ran was because he was moved with compassion to get to his Son, who was on the way back home, as quickly as possible. I want you to understand that when he goes, he's going to have to return back. But when he comes back, he is coming back on the journey with his Son, not waiting for him to get all the way there. And if you are just launching out into your journey of faith, I want to remind you of this. He is still Emmanuel, God with us. He is still the God who says, I will never leave you and I will never forsake you. He is the one who's not waiting for you to get cleaned up and get your life straightened out, but he's the one who will meet you in your worst condition, and he will journey with you to get you back into that place where you were created to thrive. Let's not just preach about the Great Commission. Let's run with the Great Commission. Let's run not just out of duty, but let's run with compassion. I will tell you that the devil has no, what's the word I want? He's got nothing of quality that can compare to authentic, godly compassion. everything else, the lust and all that goes with that, that cannot compare. It's just not. If lust is all a relationship is based on, it is going to probably fail at some point in time. But when it is a relationship that is based upon God, upon God's love, and say, hey, we are in this to do life together, when things are going great and when things are a real struggle, we are going to continue to walk together down this path. You need people in your life that are going to agree with that. I know a lot of people. In fact, there are some people who are very respected in other realms who have made some horrible relational decisions when they ran into a physical challenge. I heard or read an interview of a person, and that person is probably pretty in a pretty similar demographic, and you know, it was a lady, and she said her metric now when she considers getting into relationship, she's had a number of them, and I think they've not endured, is she looks and says, how long is it until I'm going to have to be wiping your nose or changing you and things like that? And I was like, okay, you are not a person I would ever want to do relationship with, because you're already looking at the things and saying, okay, if we ever get to that stage, then I'm out. Where love says in sickness and in health, we're in this together. So he runs, and when he gets to the son, who is probably still wearing the same clothes he was when he was taking care of the pigs, and he's probably unkempt, he's probably lost weight, so he is deteriorated, he's coming back broken, he's coming back humbled. There's nothing about him that would make you want to draw close to him, except for listen to what it says. His father saw him and had compassion, and that word is the same word for moved with compassion, and ran and fell on his neck. He gave him a hug. He didn't hold him at a distance. Remember, the words of repentance have not even been spoken yet, and the Father is there to love him. The love of the Father, it's not excusing sin. It's not ignoring the acts or the steps of repentance. But it's a love that says, even at your worst, I still love you. The devil will lie to you and tell you that unless you're perfect, God will not love you. And I will tell you that God doesn't just love you at your best. He loves you at your worst. I know a person that said, my whole life I've been told that I'm an abomination, and he doesn't want to have anything to do with God. And I will tell you that God says that he loves the world, but he loves us too much to leave us that way. I have been the pastor at Merit Assembly of God for 33 and a half years. And for some reason, the other night, I did a search on myself. I was looking up someone on I was doing some research on somebody from a long, long time ago, and they had a Wikipedia page, and I said, huh, I wonder if I got one. I didn't. But I did find some a newspaper article that was written when the listeners of the Refresh Radio program partnered with Merit Assembly of God to send supplies to the refugees in Ukraine back in 2015, I believe it was. And it was like, I almost forgot about that. And there were several things. I do remember there were people that came from a long ways away and brought hurricane or war refugee supplies. And we ministered to people and found out later that the organizational system we used for our shipment, the Ukrainian government changed their system and said, if you're going to ship us refugee supplies, do it this way. And so thank you for that. The Refresh Radio program was moved with compassion for people on the barrier islands when a hurricane wiped out the water supply from the mainland to the barrier islands. And we had a couple of trucks that came in, and y'all helped us and rallied. And we were able to disperse those hurricane supplies. Thank you. Thank you for being moved with compassion because people were in need. And this son, this youngest son, he needed a hug. I told you those other stories because we had a lady. She's since been promoted into the presence of Jesus. But she said, when I come to church, it's the only hug I get all week. And that was because I have the patented Pastor Bob side hug. I go up and I give people a hug from the side. That way it's not threatening. And if a person's not into hugs, then we don't make that happen. It's purely if the person needs a hug, I can wrap my arm around their shoulder and give them a couple of pats and let them know that we love them. There's a picture that I saw. I believe it was a portrait. And there was a lady who had gone through a tremendous battle, a physical battle, but she didn't go through it alone. She went through it with the presence of Jesus. And if I remember the story correctly, after this woman had passed away, they painted this portrait of her running into the arms of Jesus. Please understand today that you might be running away from God. He's just waiting for you to turn around because he's running towards you. He's not running towards you in judgment. He's running towards you with compassion because he wants to bestow the mercy of God on him. And then he did something else. It said he kissed him. Now this is not a romantic kiss. This is would be a cultural kiss, but it would be a kiss of affection. This would be of a father and a son. And when I'm with my dad, I will give him the kiss on the cheek. But again, this young man who's been rebelling, he's not in pristine condition. And I want you to know today that the Father's character, the Father's love for his son, continued all throughout the son's journey to the faraway land and the wasteful living. The Father valued his relationship with his son, And I'm sure it broke his heart to see his son in that condition. My son enlisted in the military, and that was a decision that caught us off guard. He completed his term and all that. The reason it caught me off guard was not since my grandfather. I guess I had one uncle that went into the Air Force, but the military wasn't part of our culture. So it surprised us. And then when I started realizing that meant boot camp, I became a little sad, because I knew that in order for them to make him what they needed him to be, they were going to push him to his limits and break him. And there were, from things that I've heard, that they were going to say things to him that I would not say to him. They were going to make him do things that I would not make him do, and that it was going to be a very difficult time for him. And during all of that, my heart was breaking, not for what the end result was going to be, but because I love my son and I knew what that was going to look like. And so there wasn't going to be the cell phones. There wasn't going to be the staying up late. There wasn't going to be going here and going there. There was going to be, you will get up at this time, you will do this, you will do this all day. You will be in line, you will be in formation, and there would be a great deal of authority that commanded with those terms. And I tell you, when you're a father and you see your kids and you see them grow, you really don't want to see life beat them. And so the father is moved with compassion. He hugs him, he kisses him, and all of that time the father says, I value you not for what you are, but for who you are. And so as we launch into this week, may we have a new appreciation for the fact that even though many may have forgotten God, he hasn't forgotten us. And hopefully one day we will find ourselves in the place of the Father, and we'll come to really appreciate his heart. May all of us be moved with compassion today to run to those who are on their way to the throne of grace. God bless you. You have a great day. See you next time here on Refresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.